obviously do.
Did you get my email with the slides?
Well, I'm gonna change your seat. I guess I have to change the pen, otherwise it's gonna be completely different.
Maybe it's supposed, the pen's supposed to go with the seats. Might be seat 4 rather than this one.
Yeah, and do you think it's not?
Yeah, going to make a place at me.
Okay. So, Matthew is late again.
Mm-hmm.
Probably an important man. Oh, well, it is important for him to be here.
Yeah. So what can you? What can you say?
You.
Yeah,
did
we were
work together. Did
yeah.
You?
So I would be able to summarize our meeting, but
yes.
Still, I think it would be very important if the as main designer. I think it would be important that he's here.
Yes. Yeah.
Basically, we designed the two items.
Mm. Yes, but we
can we have a phone or can someone?
Yes, maybe we should phone him.
It's really well designed.
When he's not here, we will just have to continue. So,
yeah.
Just for the record, I will take notes again.
Okay.
And, well, first thing, I was, I got an email from my superior again that we really should stay within the budget of the €12.50. So, well, he said to me, well, when you stay in, it's good. When you don't stay in, you have to redesign. There is no negotiation possible in this matter. So we have to consider that.
Yeah.
Good. So maybe Anna, you can have your presentation.
Well, we had no evaluation until we had a design.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Great. Well, maybe then you can start now with presenting your designs.
Yeah. So I will start by the basic one that fits into €8.
Mm-hmm.
Right. €8. And well, first, for both, they have a special shape. Maybe the designer can explain better than me. But it's like a surfboard, and you are supposed to surf, to browse, to surf TV, maybe the web, and it's kind of interesting shape because unconsciously people want to surf. And also it's not too far from a mobile. So people are used to that kind of shape, right? Don't take care too much about the color because we are
supposed to give some offers right now.
So here would be basically the infrared LED.
LED.
The on off button in red. Here would be the volume.
Yeah.
On the left. Okay. It's very easy to turn on, turn off. And so this is a very cheap version, so there are, maybe you can carry on.
Also, so you have browsing the channels actually, so you can go up and down the channels. If you have a video or something, you can forward.
How can you change from VCR to TV, by the way?
No. This is a single. This is a model with just a TV one.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah. This is the standard TV one. We are not talking about that. So, and then we have usually, there are 12 keys, but we know that we have only 10 digits.
Mm-hmm.
The extra two are for having or giving an option for having more than one channel. And the other one is for the teletext or something you want to browse through from that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's a very basic thing.
It's a very basic minimal thing which is also available in the market. Actually, that's what it is. And it costs us to build this about 8 euros.
Except for the special shape, the circuit board, it has a quite conventional layout of buttons.
Yeah. So this one model and sure.
Yeah, I like the
volume control. This is a magic one, but right now we don't want to talk about that. You know, like it is a very futuristic. It's like a brain machine interface and all the stuff we are thinking about in the future. It can come, so that then what we look, this is the model,
it really feels like a mobile phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
absolutely.
I really want to talk to it.
You
won't
talk back.
So, but continue with your...
This is a little smooth, and it gives a lot of functionality in this way. So what we have, you see that there are only 6 keys, but don't worry, they're doing the job of 12 keys actually here. And so they have more space actually, and it's easy to use this. And you have, so this is a standard URL infrared eye, and then you have a power button, visual volume, what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And then other than that, you have a channel up and down and slow pause or slower. Yeah, so pause or stop, and then you can you have a LCD display here, and this is a functional thing which can change, like it's a toggle switch which could change the function. Say you press
DVD
it.
Player to television.
Yeah, exactly. Actually you can change it. So instead of having many switches,
you get feedback via the LCD.
LCD can display what is that on that. And you can have an integrated microphone over here.
This is the orange
button. Orange button here. So, which can basically you want to do a speech recognition, and the channel or whatever information can be displayed here directly on the your display. And here is a small LED which is like blinking one, which tells you like are you running out of the battery, and which is can be useful for the locating as I was talking earlier. And then we have a cover. Basically you don't need much of the time. This when you need, you can use it. And this gives additional facility that tomorrow you want, you can add a tactile thing to this cover, you know,
design
and
in the when this is closed, will it also cover up the LCD screen?
Yeah,
it's basically to do
but
that.
But the LCD screen, I mean, is a very an eye-attracting feature with
Actually, when you're watching the
Oh, actually.
TV, when you're watching anything or listening to them, you hardly care about what is getting displayed here, you know. You
That's
want
true.
to, and this gives a protection to the LCD, actually giving a cover to that, actually. It gives a protection because when it falls down or something,
Yeah,
it gives
more
a prot
robust.
it's more robust that way.
Yeah, that's kind of
Yeah, and you have very good chances.
it's low weight. You have to see the components we put inside is very low weight. So the cost is actually a bit more. It's it's 16 francs,
16 euros.
16 euros, sorry.
So it's well outside the budget then.
Then it's out of budget. But the main point we talk about that with our manufacturer, and they say basically that the ASR system would be something like 3 francs per item,
3 euros.
3 euros, sorry. And
That's on top of the 16, or is it part of that?
no, part of that,
Part of that
So
thing.
that takes it down to 13 euros without the state recognition.
Yeah. Well, if you we can have if you have new more ideas, we can add new more some more keys if you want to,
I think we should stick with a number of keys, because if we add too much, then
Yeah, it should not be cluttering up
What's this
everything.
one on the side?
That's for the it's kind of a LED for indicating your battery, and as well as it's like a blinking one, you can keep it aside.
Quite the shape of them. I do like the size and the shape.
Before talking about the money and what's possible and what is not possible, maybe Hannah, you can give our give us your
Maybe we run the evaluation on both of the products from these two.
Yes, evaluation and also the evaluation criteria. So what is important to look at?
Basically, this is what we've talked about already. From the marketing point of view, we just want to make sure that we take into account.
Well, just do it quickly if we all already.
So it's just a short list of criteria on the things that we identified as being important to selling the product. We just go through these and rate them as a group, and at the end we'll make an evaluation based on that. So we just average the score of those items. So these are the things we identified as being important. These are the three things were look and feel, innovation, and ease of use, were the three important components. Appealing to the correct demographic, so using those things in the right way to appeal to our demographic. And then following the company motto, following the fashion trends, and putting that into the product as well. Do you want to go through and put through those on the two products now, or do you want to discuss them further and then evaluate them?
No, why not discuss it now?
Okay.
Let's do it.
So just go through the whiteboard, I guess. So the first one was really very far below budget. Would you want to take the price down of the end product according to that, or just have high profit on it? Because we're only going to make it for 8 euros, then we have a.
Well, my personal view is when this one is 8 euros, we must think how can we improve it. And then, I mean, we must just see it as we can still spend this 4.5 euro, and to re because the selling price is already quite fixed on 25 euros. So we just have to offer as much as well value for the customer he can have for 25 euro.
Innovation.
Innovative, easy to use.
Easy to use. Audience target.
Are we following the idea of using the removable covers on these? Is that
Well, we can still discuss that.
Okay.
So, and together with evaluating this, we might come with new ideas. I mean, adding things or removing options because they're expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But I've received a framework which we can do this. I mean, did you have this Excel sheet?
No.
Oh, okay. This is the latest prices of our prediction unit for several components. So you can see whether the price is within each of your 50 cents. So maybe we can start with this, calling this one.
Okay. Yeah.
So this is the first design. Yeah.
Okay, so look and feel. Where one is at the pen again.
There is another pen.
Yeah, that one. One's bad and seven's the best. So one's true and seven's false. One's the best.
Okay.
So on a scale of 1 to 7.
Okay. So, look and feel. Well, you already feel it pretty much, I think. Felt, yeah. In my opinion,
mm-hmm.
purely feel is
mm-hmm.
very good.
Yeah.
It's very good in your hand. So,
mm-hmm.
I would consider two or maybe even one
mm-hmm.
for feel, but that's just half. We should also consider look.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks quite conventional.
Mm.
Don't you agree?
Yeah.
On the scale between
so
functional and fancy, basically, we're looking at. So
say five? It's my opinion, but I don't know.
Well, I will give it maybe. We have anyway, the way we have designed it's like the surf,
mm-hmm.
as we say,
yeah.
you know, it though the look is fine, but still, I will give four in that case, you
yeah,
know.
Four,
yeah,
well,
that's,
well,
yeah, I would give, yeah.
Can you maybe fix the other?
If you print like this, not like this,
No, can you get the batteries? No, battery has fallen down.
Batteries,
that's
that, isn't that ink? That's the that one.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's not a closer battery.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it should be usable.
No, I think it's lost a battery.
Mm, tried.
No, it's.
Yeah,
it's still right, but it wouldn't pick it up with the sensors.
Is there another battery there? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, can tell.
Yes, it has a.
Perfect.
Is that working? Because we'll be able to see it still even if it wasn't working. It's just normal whiteboard marker that wouldn't be picked up in the actual whiteboard.
Yeah.
Okay. So then
the other one? I think it's slightly better. The touch tab is the best thing, but
when we want to include I'm doubting about this component.
No, actually, this is not going to protrude. Actually,
it's not
just
a button. It's a LED.
It's a LED, actually, which will be coming in a curve.
Actually, it should be embedded.
It should be embedded there, so it won't be really, you know,
you can
protruding
push
or something.
You can push it.
Yeah. The other thing is the left hand one protruding because if you go left handed, they won't use the other hand.
Yeah. No, it's not protruding actually, it will go embedded into that.
Well,
I'd say two or three for that one. Probably not worth trading to.
I think the look is better, but the feel is worse. So I would also say this is poor.
Okay.
But what do you think?
Oh, it's fine, I think. No, it's just that the feel is that right now you don't see the feel because right now, for example, if you press it quite inside, now like this, now it's embedded one. This is how the embedded one
is.
Yeah,
it's basically the same shape.
Yeah, it's a base, basically the same thing actually. You'll be, except that in this.
The LCD makes it better.
Yeah. And you might have a slight thing for to forward.
Yeah, it's definitely more fancy than that.
Yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say two.
Okay.
Yeah.
So consensus two.
Two.
Okay.
Yeah, two good.
Yes. So thing like.
Okay, innovation. First one.
Basically, there is no innovation with the first one compared to what exists in the market.
No, but except for the design of the surf.
Yeah.
This is
what,
you should be.
What are you actually including? Are you including like a location kind of thing, like trying to find it?
I know. I think it's more of the feel.
But there's no actual innovation of that at all. It's just a straight out remote control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The only innovation is the shape.
Yeah.
Shape of that.
Okay. So there's no. That's a look and feel thing. That's not a technological.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be up to seven for innovation.
And the second one is really state of the art.
Yeah.
In terms of innovation, and with many more functionalities, can open and close the.
Yeah, it gives it.
Yeah, I think the LCD screen is.
Yeah.
That's well quite.
And all the scrolling. Buttons and menu and programmable device behind this. I could put it at one or two. Personally.
Yeah.
So, what are the innovations this got? The LCD screen?
Yeah, automatic speech recognition.
Is that in this one though? Is this, cause this is the.
No,
we have. There are two different options we discussed then. We discussed the one that was in budget and the one that was out of budget.
We just discuss it as you designed it and then we will.
Yeah.
Try
so
to
the cost
so
is
get it in the budget.
What was the cost for the first one? €8.
€8. Well, actually, we have to check again.
Yeah, €8. Yeah.
And this one was
16
euros.
Okay, so innovation for this one is two? One?
It's not two, I would say two.
One. And to be one, what would do we need? Actually, I don't see.
Why?
Okay, one would be without button.
Yeah.
But the speech recognition is a very good innovation.
Yeah.
So
maybe
we
can.
This is with the speech recognition.
It's using speech recognition.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, given that it works,
yeah.
Then it's, I think, one.
Okay. Ease of use?
So the first one is really standard, so everybody
is used to it.
Can use it.
They are used to it, actually.
So maybe a two for ease of use.
Yeah.
Here the main.
The other one is quite easy,
Though it has more functionality, I think it shouldn't be for the user to learn it. Actually, it shouldn't
maybe
be difficult.
Three or four.
Yeah, actually, in fact. I think it will be,
maybe sometimes people get scared with the number of buttons.
Yeah, but
I would say three.
Well, we have reduced the keys actually. If you see,
three
is fine.
Yeah,
three.
Because it's not like a big one with 100 buttons.
Yeah, it's actually the user has to put some effort to do use that. Actually, it's not so easy like this one, the normal.
Yeah, but then when he's used to it, it's quite easy.
It's quite easy. Yeah, initially there is a lot of effort.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's next?
How well it goes to the target demographic?
So
we're still thinking 20 to 40-year-olds.
20 to 40. Yes.
This one would be for grandmother.
No, this would I would give this model to the old people actually.
Yeah, one model.
Yeah.
So it should completely change our demographic there. It's not part of the funky young thing.
Well, except
yeah,
for the surfing shape. I mean, that's
yeah.
that's something
yeah.
with as an appeal on this group, I think.
If it was the very bottom price range, it was like between this and another one, which did the same thing, then I can imagine it being applying to the demographic, yeah.
We can consider, for instance, making this more attractive to the younger.
See, I've got room, got some budget there to add a few things to it, that's right.
But as it is now, I would say six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you agree?
Because it's so important. It was written that really so important the look and taking care of it. It targets the right range of people.
But if you sell it in the market, it's going to be cheap. Actually,
yeah. But
so it's going to be cheap. Whatever though, we'll set with it.
And
with
people can still decide to use a cheaper one. Instead of a
but for us, it's we have a constraint that we need to sell 25 euros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing that would make me spend an extra few euros on that
yeah.
one rather than another
just
one.
Think 25 euros. I mean,
okay.
It's not going to be cheaper.
Okay, so in that case, well, it's fine then. You can, yeah.
Okay.
And the demographic of the second one?
The demographics
it's got
of
the toys in it. It's got the
yeah,
LCD
that,
screen.
That I think it's better because of the LCD screen was really an appeal on the
yeah.
On the yeps and on the
yeah. On the if you want to target yeah, if we wish to sell 4 million of this, I think for this audience we need absolutely the LCD screen.
Mm-hmm.
So the LCD screen attracts.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think especially if we can have an LCD screen in a low range product, then that's good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something to consider.
Okay.
So what?
I'd probably go with 3
again
for that one.
Yeah, I think it's it has more market actually.
Even 1 and 2.
Yeah, even
2.
Yeah,
2. 2, yeah. Because tomorrow this will be more appealing because you can add a lot of sophistication on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you have it, you have a lot of things which you can include for the people.
And especially, I guess, this is the speech recognition as well. And that makes it more appealing. It's more of a new fun toy.
We have to practically test it. The field test will tell you
yeah.
how good.
Okay, final point.
And
the trends.
The trend. So the trends were frivolous rules and the spongy feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, as it is, not really doing either of them.
I think
spongy, that means that it goes in the water.
Well, spongy could be part of the feel of the buttons as well. Have you tried the mobile phones that have got the kind of spongy buttons? Not exactly spongy, but I'm thinking one of the Nokias, it's got has got individual buttons, it's got just a and so you can, but that feels kind of spongy.
This one includes this feature, right? Spongy buttons.
Yeah, so they are going to be, actually.
And maybe in the color we can make it fruit and veggie.
But that's if you're using the covers.
And then we can...
Or is it spongy?
Yes. We can consider. Is it possible? Do you think to make a cover for such a phone? I mean,
well, that might be mobile. So
but why do you want to cover that actually? In that,
just with a flexible plastic.
So you got the option of having different colors or different textures.
This is possible.
Are you sure? Yeah, I think it should be possible, like what you do with the mobile.
Just two things which can be put on each other.
Yeah, exactly like Nokia.
Mm. Yeah. So maybe we can, but we have to decide it. We can put the fancy look of vegetables, for instance, to these covers, and now try to invest in the features.
I think that if we do the cover, that's really going with the company's philosophy of having the fashion in electronics. It lets you follow the latest fashion. Even next year, when Fruit and Vegetables might be out, you'll still be able to new cover art, and then it will still be in fashion.
Because sometimes, look at this computer, this laptop, it's all black, and it's quite conventional, and sometimes people don't like too much flashy colors, like there's some presented here. So maybe we could do like in the range, the set of what we propose, a black one,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very standard one, that meets the requirements of such people that want to really stand up things.
Mm-hmm. And then you have the option of having different colors.
So that would make the trends equal, so we really don't have.
That's a picture that could be included in either of them.
Mm.
Although it is more with the spongy buttons on the
A point better for the number two.
Two and three or one and two?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
say one and two.
One.
One and two. So this one has spongy buttons?
Yeah, it says
this. One are spongy.
Mm, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the average of that is
3, 6, 9, 11, 5.
So 1.6, 1.5. 1.8,
yeah.
So 11, 13, 19,
1. 4.2. Oh, 1.2.
Very good.
Okay.
But
we're still at a very different class of those two, so they're not really comparable yet anyway.
We must try to get them closer. Or we just have to choose and adapt. Because when we choose for this one, we have to make it more attractive.
Okay.
And when we choose for this one, we have to make it more cheap.
Well, it's easy to make that one cheaper by just taking the speech recognition out. That'll basically take us down to the budget.
But did you work with the same prices as I see here?
So I just gave a call with the manufacturer and I explained them and they told me what could be possible for 16 euros. Unfortunately, we didn't see this shift. Matthew, so maybe we have to recap. This one.
Maybe I'd reconsider everything with this,
Well, yes, we'll reconsider it. So let's try to model this fund in this heat. What kind of energy source? We didn't speak about that. It's a normal battery or?
Yeah, it'll need more than a conventional one. It won't be maybe you might use an AA battery actually. What do you say, Maya?
For this one, it's a normal battery.
Yeah, just one battery. Okay. Electronics. Now, given speech recognition, I think should go with your advanced chip.
Yeah.
Sample sensor, yeah.
This one.
Yes, this one. Okay. Case.
So.
Cloud. Double cloud, right?
I see. Double core.
Yeah, it's going to be more than just the basic case, definitely.
So which one are we talking to?
Are you talking about this or that?
Yes, we are talking about. Mm-hmm. But they have the same shape, but
they're both going to be not basic cases.
So this would be double core.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Plastic would be
basic
material.
Zero front.
Special cover.
Special color, now we leave it to the covers.
So now we're going black and white LCD display.
Yes.
LCD display, yeah. It's okay. Just say LCD display.
Is that price per unit or for the whole?
This is per unit. There's
so
number of components.
Yeah, we might need a scroll wheel, right, for that?
No, it's for this one. It's true.
No, for that one also.
So
yeah, that's a scroll.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, 12. So this comes to 18.
And this without any special button supplements.
Yeah, one scroll wheel you might need.
So we'd have special color, special form, and special material on all of them.
So I think, but do you agree?
Wait a minute, it's not double curve, it's single curve, right? Because there is no, like.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be curved on too, so it's curved on the sides and curved on the top and bottom as well.
I understand.
You know,
what you mean,
this
yeah.
curve, like this curve, it's, there is only. There is nothing like You know, in the other stuff.
So that concave.
Yeah, concave. So I think we can put.
You think a single curve?
A single curve in 16. That makes 17 and whatever. The buttons, we have 12 buttons, are you sure? Yeah.
We have more, we got the scroll.
So I had a bad.
Bad estimate, right?
Bad estimation.
Yeah. We haven't talked about the lead, but that's not, the lead is very inexpensive, I believe, but it's not in the list.
You got a scroll wheel for the volume that way? Or is it some other thing that's going on there?
Is this a scroll wheel, or is this a sort of button which can be pressed on two sides? So for high and low.
Okay, we've only got 5 minutes left, guys, so we need to wrap it up pretty fast.
Yes, you can scroll wheel.
So this is even more than the cost you gave for 16 euros.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so based on that, yeah. Where is the ASR, the sample speaker?
That is the sample sensor and sample speaker.
So,
let's do it,
We just need that, actually.
Where?
We need one.
We could go for a simple chip, but then we can't have the speech recognition yet. Yes.
No, we cannot. Yeah.
So when we
but
this would be cutting the speech recognition.
Yeah, but if you have the near the LCD, you can choose select between universal between audio, TV, and VCR, and this needs a advanced chip.
I think it's going to be
regular.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's a
you can do that
with the regular chip. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
15. So.
And what about the number of buttons? Buttons.
Well, we can just say.
Matthew. When you look at this. Item.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, we are just when we just want to cut the number of buttons, we have to make 7 to fit in 1250. So is it possible?
But the 7 basic buttons, are 7 buttons without any add-on, without special colors or form or material.
Well, we have to ask the user to press it 7
you
times.
You make a phone to your boss saying 1250 is really.
So the LCD display is 3 francs, like 3 euros, by itself.
And we don't want to change that, right? We really want an LCD, otherwise we will not get the market.
Otherwise,
it's evident.
You have a very normal thing like this.
Yeah.
Mm. So, €12.50. You've got 2 off of the battery. You can't do anything about that. So it's 10.50. For LCD display, that's 7.50. So we've got 7.50 to use for the case and for the buttons.
Yeah.
And the chip, sorry, the chip's up there already. So we're going to have to scale this down to get within budget, no doubt about that.
So what each of us think about the... Because it's a major point, the LCD. Do you think it's important?
Oh, we could even replace them by buttons, actually.
Because sometimes when you watch the TV, in fact, you have a big display and maybe you don't need one more in your hands. I don't know, I'm just...
Actually, it depends. It depends what kind of functionalities you want to add into it.
Yeah.
For example, if you add 2 more functionality, then better you add 2 more buttons there instead of LCD display.
Yeah.
Which is that is going to bring the cost by €2 at least.
Unless we can really drive these prices down, we need to get rid of the LCD display.
Okay, so we can get rid of it and then add a couple of buttons.
Do you want that? On the market point of view, yeah. What do you think? LCD is a major feature?
For the price, it's going to be what we can afford, and it's looking like we can't afford the LCD display. There's no way we can get it in there.
I think we have to come to a decision now. Just I think we, what we just do is vote about the LCD display. So
you assume you want a democratic vote?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
One man, one vote. So who thinks the LCD display should be in it?
I might think
for
the end, but I can't see it happening.
I think, but
we have powered by Avito anyway as project manager.
No.
Yeah, but the only thing is that what is the multiple functionalities you want to include with that?
Well, we have to make a decision now.
Yeah.
Yes. So having an LCD display is just have very very limited amount of buttons. Is that acceptable? Can for instance be implemented in a
Yes.
You agree?
Well,
having 7 buttons instead of 12.
Yeah.
So that would be cutting. So say about these buttons.
Because one, yeah. Show me that. Actually, we could, in fact, remove these 3 buttons, and have 3 possibilities for each of the 3 here.
Mm.
Here one at the middle and at the.
I think we're really losing ease of use.
Okay.
That will create another problem for the people to use it. It's not going to be easy.
Okay.
Doing that.
I think we should cut the LCD screen. That's my opinion.
No, it's okay. You cut the LCD screen and introduce 2 more buttons.
Okay. So LCD is out. Is speech rec out now?
The speech recognition is out.
Where?
Because of the budget.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can just.
So are we basically back to the original one now, back to the first version, which turns out to be on budget exactly pretty much.
Yeah.
With these new costings.
Yes.
So we just forget that one and look at that one now.
Yeah. I think we just go for this one, and that now €12 is the.
Yeah.
Is the price. Okay. My supervisor will be glad that it's 50 cents.
Yeah.
Cheaper then.
Actually, yeah, we wouldn't need really expert designers.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because they're more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we can go back and talk to the suppliers maybe, see if we can drive the prices down to add a few more things in, but that's all we can do with the restrictions we have at the moment.
Okay, good. Then we have for the same. Thank you.
Okay.
That was it.
That's it.
Thanks.
Cool.
So we are done. Find the design. Oh, I need my sheets.